Starting today, the Transportation Security Administration was supposed to allow small knives to be carried on planes. But the bombing at the Boston Marathon last week turned that plan back into an idea. Sarah Politis went to LAX to see how people feel about the change.
Good morning. Where are you folks off to?
I'm off to Phoenix.
Travelers I spoke with weren't upset about TSA canceling its plan to allow small knives on planes.
You shouldn't be able to travel with them anyway. I think it's safety reasons, regardless of what's going on in the world.
It's no big deal. You can pack it in your suitcase and check it, you know, if you need one on your trip.
You shouldn't be able to fly with any weapons of any kind, especially if I can't take shampoo.
I met Robin and her two children at curbside check-in. Robin, a small knife carrier herself, felt a bit differently.
I have no problem with small knives because, for example, if I was on a flight and somebody tried to take me out or anybody else using a small knife, wouldn't happen.
But everybody I spoke with agreed that they didn't feel any less safe flying after what happened in Boston.
The bombing thing, it was, you know, a couple of kids with some crazy ideas and you know, bad things can happen anywhere.
They have good faith in the security screening processes and there's always cops around, so not a huge concern.
That's Nick Marini. He flies between his home in Syracuse, New York, and his job in Los Angeles twice a week. And while he wasn't worried about his safety, he says he gets a little annoyed.
If I forget my sodas in my bag, yeah. Okay. Yeah, then you have to rescan your whole bag. It's kind of a pain.
I had to throw away a bag, whole toothpaste last time.
I'd like to be able to take water through security and not have to spend a lot of money on a bottle of water.
TSA has yet to announce when they will allow small knives on planes. Sarah Politis, Annenberg Radio News.